In many ways, the people who work for the food and travel magazine Saveur are like culinary detectives. As they travel the globe, they're always on the hunt for new, edible delights. Since they can't include every treasure they find in the magazine, they save the best of the rest for the Saveur 100, an annual list of favorite restaurants, food, drink, people, places, and things. Coleman Andrews is the editor-in-chief of Saveur, and he joined us to share some standouts. We begin with item number 54, described as the Lena Horne of the egg world.
Well, those are duck eggs, and, you know, chickens are not the only animals that produce edible eggs for us. And duck eggs are a little richer. They're actually higher in fat and cholesterol, which is a naughty thing today to be, but makes them more delicious. And they really are very similar to chicken eggs, but they really have another level of flavor and richness to them.
Where would you find a duck egg? You don't see duck eggs at the grocery store.
You actually have them at some grocery stores. You see them at farmers markets a lot, and generally specialty stores, they're kind of gourmet markets, quote unquote. A lot of them do carry duck eggs. It's not the kind of thing, needless to say, you want to mail order.
No, definitely not. Let's move down the list to the West Alabama Ice House, which, despite the name, is actually in Texas.
That's in Houston, Texas. And, you know, ice houses, as anyone who's spent any time in Texas knows, are a great old tradition in Texas. And they were mostly literally ice houses to begin with. They're big concrete block buildings where people used to go and pick up their ice, and they'd, of course, have a cold beer while they were there. And these grew into being places that people just come for a beer. It's a tavern. It's not really a place you go to eat, although some ice houses do have food. It's really a place to go and relax and chill out, literally. They have music typically, too. A lot of them do.
Now, you usually include chocolate on your list. What's so special about item number 22, the most popular chocolate in Paris?
Well, the oldest chocolate shop in Paris is De Bovengallet. They now have recently opened a shop in New York City. But they make, among other things, these little tiny squares. They're really almost postage stamp size, a little bit thicker, of course, of 99% pure cacao candies or chocolates, which means they are not sweet at all. They're faintest little taste of sweetness. And as you know, chocolate without sugar is fairly bitter. If you take a handful of these or even one of these and just eat it by itself, you have to be a real chocolate lover to enjoy it. But we found, and what they recommend, is if you take a bite of one of these or put a whole one in your mouth because it's so small and have a little sip of good Scotch whiskey, of good cognac, it's a wonderful combination.
You also, at number 48, include a wine called a dry Austrian golden muscat, and you say this will impress your wine snob friends who perhaps like Chardonnay but have not yet discovered this.
This is something I can tell you that most people have not discovered, and I've talked to people who are professional wine writers, wine critics, and very few of them have heard of it, or they've vaguely heard of it, but they've never had it. It's really obscure, and it's a fun little thing to throw in here, just because it's not something you won't be recommended this wine by your local wine shop, probably. You won't read about it in a book on wine and recommended wines, but it's very, very good, a little unusual, not terribly expensive, and, you know, very distinctive.
So if you like white wine but you don't want to order Chardonnay,
if you're tired of Chardonnay,
as many people are,
this is something, yeah.
Screw top bottles are on this list.
Wave of the future. I should specify for wine. The people that we're talking about here is a producer of Chablis named Michel Laroche. He makes, like a lot of winemakers, he makes an ordinary everyday line of wine, and then he makes these individual vineyard ones, these Grand and Premier Cru wines. His ordinary everyday wines, he's left in cork-finished bottles for now, and it's his expensive wines, his fancy wines, his best wines that he's putting in screw caps. And screw caps maintain the freshness and the flavor of the wine. And, of course, it's very easy.
Coleman, what's your favorite item on this list?
Well, you know, every food writer, I think, has these guilty pleasures, these things that he or she eats that you wouldn't want to brag about eating in public. But I'm going to brag about saying that I love flavored corn chips and potato chips. That's my junk food Jones that I always enjoy. So I found these new, there's a brand called Kettle Chips, which are pretty
well
known. And they have a new flavor called Spicy Thai Kettle Chips, which have a little chili flavor and a little ginger. And I just went crazy for them. So I'd have to say that's about my favorite item. And, you know, a bag of those and a bottle of Austrian golden muscat, and you're set.
Followed with a little bit of chocolate?
Exactly right.
Sounds like a nice lunch. Coleman, thanks for coming in and talk to us.
Thank you very much.
Coleman Andrews is the editor-in-chief of Savour Magazine. You can see the Savour 100 and check out a recipe from the list at our website, npr.org.